Just a few points here to connect the dots for this evening. We just sang a hymn in Greek, Idou o Nymphios, in English, Behold the Bridegroom. And it's referring to a couple of the parables of the Lord, one about the five wise virgins, but probably more so the parable in Luke, where it says that the master was coming home from his wedding very late. And who were the servants that were going to be up that late? You know, it says, blessed is the servant that was up that late waiting for his master to come back. It's referring to that and encouraging and exhorting us to be up and aware all the time. So that's why we call it, because we sing that hymn tonight, tomorrow night, and Wednesday night, or Tuesday night. The service has been dubbed the Nymphios service, the bridegroom service. Its liturgical name, however, is Matins for Holy Monday. And you might say, Father Seraphim, we did Matins this morning. Well, we did do Matins this morning at a kind of a normal time. This, however, is the Matins service for tomorrow. And there's two reasons for that. Here in the parishes, we don't do services at midnight or at 2 in the morning. In the monasteries, however, on Mount Athos, they would be doing this service at the normal time that they do Matins, which is like 2 in the morning. Okay? So it's like, makes sense, behold, the bridegroom's coming in the middle of the night. They're up, right? They're up. We're not. But here in the parish, we do it at a time that we accommodate. It's accommodation, right? An accommodation so that we could be here. I mean, we had 700 people here this morning. Imagine if we did it at 2 a.m., we wouldn't even have this great crowd that we have tonight. So, but it's also for the parishes, we say anticipation. And it kind of works. It's a nice idea. I mean, we're so anxious to get to Easter that we just kind of move the services up a half a day. So we're going to do, you know, we're not going to wait till tomorrow to do Matins. We're going to do Matins now. Tomorrow morning, you know, there's a Vespers. Tomorrow night, there's a Matins. We can't wait. Okay, so that's a nice idea. Thirdly, we want to pay attention to the themes that will come up. There's going to be themes that will be underscored in the hymns. There will be a long Bible reading. And behind all the things that we're doing, imagine there's a narrator. There's a narrator. Somebody wrote the hymns. Maybe it's St. Theodore the Studite. Maybe it's John Damascus. I don't know. But all through the week, that person's telling us this story. Now, this is not, you know, History Channel or National Geographic, so don't expect it to be 100%, you know, accurate history of everything happened exactly on Monday and then Tuesday and Wednesday. This is a sacred ceremony for our benefit that we, you know, so things have been mashed a little bit to kind of fit into a week, to fit into Saturday of Lazarus, and then, you know, I mean, it didn't happen the Saturday before. There were a couple of days between the raising of Lazarus and, you know, the entry into Jerusalem. But for our purposes, kind of those things were mashed together. Don't let that upset you in any way. That's just the way we do. We're commemorating things, okay? So sit back and enjoy, or rather stand sometimes, you know, and follow along in your book or on your mobile device, or just close your eyes and experience, you know, this sacred commemoration of the great works of God, and join together in worshiping and honoring our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the Eternal Father, and the All-Holy Spirit. Amen.